When I started in practice in 1973, autism was about 1 in 10,000. I think that's what autism is. I think Dr. Temple Grandin has autism. She does not have what our children have. Doesn't have it. She has the real deal. Our children have vaccine-induced brain damage. And until we get rid of the word autism for these children, we will be dealing with Obamacare, we will be dealing with Medicare, Medicaid, we'll be dealing with doctors who say that vaccines don't cause brain damage. I find it interesting, we're not allowed to eat the fish, we're not allowed to play with thermometers that have mercury in it. If you break a thermometer with mercury, oh, even better, I was in Atlanta a couple of months ago with Amy Carson, and many of you may know Amy. She's the head of Moms Against Mercury. And they wanted to take a swine flu vaccine, or pretend, and break it open in front of the Center for Disease Control. And then we all dressed up with hazard suits, you know, and they wouldn't let her because they said you'd be arrested because it's a federal offense to spill mercury on the streets. Well, it's a federal offense to spill mercury, but there's no problem injecting mercury, aluminum, toxic materials into our children.